This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On a Wednesday, good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You got Flar on the update. You got a Pistons win last night.
Yes. It's a Pistons a victory Wednesday.
Sure.
Why not? They got the Wizards again tomorrow night, so hey, take the day off. You know, victory. Victory Wednesday. And it was fun.
I've noticed something.
What's that?
You know how we have like lake effect? Like snow and stuff, right?
Yes. It happens in Michigan, yes. Yeah.
There's also the Lang effect. TJ Lang.
Oh.
He tweeted something last night, and I think some of you can relate to this. I think at some point we all have noticed this. He says, Pistons are pulling me back into watching hoops. I love the way they play. Old school mentality. They get under their opponent's skin. So good to see some toughness coming back. The Lang effect.
Yeah.
He's not a hoops guy.
No, he's not a hoops guy. He's more of a hockey guy, obviously football guy.
Yeah.
Simple-minded individual because he's a guard. And it's somewhat easy to please.
They better late than never, TJ.
Right. So I don't know that necessarily last night against the Wizards was a gritty, tough win. The Wizards blow. And they're going to play again Thursday night.
The Wizards wanted to make it a gritty game, throwing elbows around.
And, yeah. They're going to fight, in air quotes, all the way to the end. But yeah, it was just another nice win. And they'll get that opportunity again against the Wizards in a back-to-back, which is weird in the NBA that they do this. I know they've been doing it the last couple of years. But the big one, TJ, tune in Saturday night. OKC. There's some buildup leading into Saturday night. Can they do what they did against Boston? But I don't know that the Pistons are drawing me into watching basketball. We're obviously going to be watching more basketball because we have conference tournaments this week in college basketball. We have March Madness. Selection Sunday is Sunday. We've got the tournament starting next week. Like there are certain things on the calendar that you're just, as a sports fan, pre-programmed to be excited about and watch. But the NBA, the Pistons, TJ's right. The Pistons aren't your typical NBA team. They're not playing in typical NBA fashion. They are fun to watch. They are exciting. And some of it is, it's been so long. It has been so, so long since the Pistons have been interesting. And now they are. But it's their style of play. They're young. They're aggressive. They're exciting. They're fun to watch. And even the quote-unquote old guys, Uncle T, he goes for 12 last night. Now that he's back from whatever situation he was dealing with, he brings a bit of energy. And the guy who I think should be the sixth man of the year, Malik Beasley, mm-hmm. Call it silly, call it whatever you want. But the shimmy that he has, there's always something that he does after a big play. And you could tell that he just They're having fun playing basketball. And as a fan, that's what you want to see.
Beasley hit a shot at the end of the third quarter. It was basically his time expired.
Right.
And he does a little shimmy. And they were in control the entire way. I mean, the Pistons were up 20 points in that second half in complete control of the game. They defend. They run. Ausar Thompson makes two or three plays every single game that you go, wow.
Yeah.
That there's more here with him. Cade, of course, has made his case to be a star and maybe even a superstar now. And guys are filling in alongside him. Like, the roles are defined on this team. Beasley knows I'm the knockdown shooter. You know, Hardaway Jr. and Tobias Harris know they're the calming veteran presence on this team. Everybody knows their role on this team. And that starts from coaching staff, setting the tone. And Bickerstaff has a case for coach of the year. He won't win it, but he has a case for coach of the year.
A case. He should be coach of the year. And I just, from where the Pistons were last year. Now, I know we've talked about the additions that have been added to this roster and how it has unlocked Cade Cunningham. Some of it's just his development and his growth. A lot of it is the offense. But it's the belief. It's the day-to-day operation that is the head coach that has gotten this team from a 14-win team to a 37-29 sitting in the sixth spot, actually tied 0.002 percentage points away from being a three-way tie for fourth place.
They're effectively tied for fourth place.
Right. They play two more games, than who is it in front of them? Then the Indiana Pacers and as well as the Bucks.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, without doing anything, they could be in fourth place in a matter of days. Because I'm not going to sit there and say the game on Thursday night against Washington is a gimme. Should be. But
they'd be double-digit favorites.
Yes. And they should win.
And they should win.
All right. So they get to 38. What happens with Milwaukee? What happens with Indiana? This is the pleasure that we have now of watching the Pistons is they will be a playoff team. They will be in a postseason, and they're playing a fun brand of basketball. If you haven't tuned in or if you've been waiting, don't wait anymore. It's fun to watch the Pistons right now.
Even if the league is not appealing, the Pistons are.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to say this is a team that you can be proud of. This is a team that plays the way this city wants basketball played. Tenacious on defense. Since January 1st, they're the best defense in the NBA. They run, they rebound, and they win. I think that's the biggest thing. They've been so bad for so long. They win games. You mentioned, you know, they're a playoff team, and we can't see a world where they fall out of it. I mean, they've got a huge cushion right now. There's 16 games to go. John, I think it's more likely they'd get to 50 wins than it is they'd fall out of the playoffs. Like, the answer is somewhere in the middle. They'll probably end up winning high 40s. And where that gets them, I mean, we can explore that. There's some fun storylines as the season starts to really to ramp up here. I mean, in previous years, this is kind of a wind down, lottery luck, what's going to happen with the ping pong balls. And now, 6:35, we'll get into it a little more, the idea of how this shapes and who you want to play and could you even get home court for an NBA playoff series. All of it's on the table because of the way they play.
Because of the way they play and the expectations going into the season. We thought it might be a bit of a stretch if they went from 14 wins last year to 28. Mm-hmm. If they could just double their win total. They more than likely will triple their win total from last year.
Yep.
And that's why I think going from a franchise historic awful season to then tripling or bettering that record in terms of wins, JB should definitely be coach of the year.
Now it's got me wondering, and the time to do it is not live on the air, but we should try to research what is the largest season turnaround in NBA history, because I would think tripling your win total has to put you in potentially that category.
Yeah,
we can look into it. We got time to research it. They got time to achieve it. 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts to kick off the show here. This one says the moment of the season may have been when Malik Beasley made the case to stay before the deadline. Would you agree with that as being kind of an underrated moment for this team?
Oh, Malik, not trading him away, not selling him?
But him vocalizing it even before the deadline. I mean, clearly you want him to tell Trajan Langdon privately, but to publicly say, this is where I want to be, I don't want to be traded, I think that's huge for the culture, clearly the on-court, underrated. It had nothing to do with the shot he made in a game, but a signal that things had changed.
Yeah, guys actually wanted to be here?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that it definitely was a signal. And to have a guy go public with, this is where I want to be.
Ticket Texture says, Pistons are easily the most exciting team to watch in the league. What's not to love about this group? Texture says, I put them down for 35-plus wins before the season. 30% profit token. I'm mad I didn't do more.
We have the turnaround answer.
Oh, we do?
All right, so these will all have something in common, by the way.
Okay.
The Sporting News put together the greatest one-season turnarounds in NBA history.
Okay.
2008 Celtics, 42 wins. They acquired KG and Ray Allen.
Oh, they improved by 42 wins.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
98 Spurs, 36 wins.
That would have been Duncan.
Won the lottery, got Tim Duncan. 1990 San Antonio Spurs, 35 wins.
Is that David Robinson?
Got David Robinson after his naval career. Phoenix Suns, 2005, 33 wins.
They had Nash?
Steve Nash. Yeah. They added Steve Nash. 1980 Boston Celtics, 32 wins. Added Larry Bird.
Yeah.
We did not add Larry Bird, Steve Nash, Kevin Garnett, or Tim Duncan to the Pistons.
It's a great point.
Yes. And again, that's why I think...
Wow, that's a great
JB stat. Should be coach of the year because they didn't add that individual.
The alternative is Cade Cunningham, is Tim Duncan, Larry Bird. I love that scenario too. That's also pretty great.
I agree. Are we going to look back on this and have that conversation where we're talking about, you know, the 2008 Celtics and we're talking about the 90 Celtics or whoever it is, and we're talking about adding all of these Hall of Famers.
MVPs in a lot of cases, right? Larry's got an MVP. Duncan's got MVPs. Yeah. Steve Nash has got MVPs. Yeah.
In 5 years, we're going, remember that 2024-25 season? And Cade Cunningham and him becoming a not just a star, a superstar.
I like this. Scenario one is we have the greatest coach in the league. Scenario two is we have a future multi-MVP
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, which we're not giving him.
No, I know.
Whatever they wear at the NBA Hall of Fame. It's not a yellow jacket. Do they get jackets in the NBA? No? I don't know.
248-539-9797. We've unlocked some fun Piston conversations. 6:35, we'll get to it.
Get the gold shorts.
Gold shorts. End of the hour, we have a life question. And it comes from, of all places, reality TV. Bear with us. It's a life question I think we can all relate to. Coming up next, the Lions did sign a defensive lineman. We'll tell you about him next. 97.1.
This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. So listen up. One of the best parts about the tournament, whether it's conference tournament or NCAA tournament, is when you have an underdog that takes down a powerhouse. Right now, those upsets can be even better because if your underdog bet wins, you're going to land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride the long shot, scrappy team, whatever it is, however you identify those. It's the ones that just simply refuse to lose at this time of the year. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there is no better time. The app is easy to use. And when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with a profit boost. Right now, you can make anything happen just like those underdog teams in March. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Wager of at least 100 plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was incredible. One hand alley-oop, dunks, Pistons running and gunning and beating the Wizards handily last night. Before we get to the Lions signing a defensive lineman, we got a phone call on the Pistons to hit up to start the segment here. Larry in Kalamazoo, good morning.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, so I had a thought, and I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. The Lions, when they got good, it was a huge story among fans and, you know, Lions fans. Whereas the Pistons being good and the Red Wings when they had their run and the Tigers when they had their run, it wasn't nearly as much of a buzz. And I think, for me personally, it's because the Lions games are all aired on local channels. Whereas the Tigers, the Red Wings, the Pistons, you have to pay for an additional Bally Sports subscription. And I really think that that's where those leagues are losing to the NFL, because there's no reason that a fan's local teams should require an extra subscription to watch them. What are your guys' thoughts?
I agree with you. I think it is a limiting factor. It does make it much more of a regional sport, because unless you're watching the game of the night, there's one on ESPN, or whatever, you know, NBA TNT. TV or TNT, whatever it is, you're not going to be watching much of the NBA, let alone your own local team.
Larry, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, look, $20 is $20, you know, and it's...
Well, but it's not, sometimes it's not the $20. It's just the process, the hoop to jump through.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that just don't want to jump through the hoop.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's the $20, which, look, I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. If it's too much, too much, but... On top of it, then you throw in the hoop that you have to jump through and click out of one app and go into the other app. I have it. It's part of what we do. I don't have the basic cable, so for me, you have the option to use direct through the FanDuel Sports Network or Amazon Prime now.
Yes.
And it's the same price either way. You're not getting a win. It's why Heather had in her news earlier this week that the Tigers are giving you 10 games on local TV, Fox 2. The Red Wings are going to have five, now four more games locally on Fox 2. And people are going, that's such a big win because it's not a hoop you got to jump through and because it is free.
Well, okay, so it is a big win. I get that. And it's 10 games for the Tigers.
It starts with 10.
Okay, it starts with 10. And we hope that it goes to 162, right? Yeah. That's ideal. Yeah. The problem is, of 162...
It's only 10.
It's only 10, and then you're left with, well, is, you know, are you going to check the listings every day and find out, oh, is this one I can watch?
Right. Which requires you to be dialed in, and if you're that dialed in, you probably are someone who would just pay the $20 and watch every night. It's a fair point. All right, John, what do you know about Roy Lopez? All my friends.
Not a ton.
Know the low run.
What do you know about Roy Lopez?
He played for Arizona. He's a big defensive lineman, can stop the run a little bit.
Okay.
Is there anything more that people need to know about him? I mean, it's a one-year, $4 million depth signing by the Lions on the defensive line.
Done.
All right. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Yes, I was surprised, Greg, on that one.
All right there. So, you guys, let's see. Tammy Peterson, we talked about her yesterday. She's the CEO, the owner of that Oxford Center. Well, she was charged along with the center's safety director and the director of operations with second degree murder. Another employee was also charged with involuntary manslaughter in one count of intentionally placing false information on a medical record. During the arraignment, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said that the Oxford Center in Troy operated the hyperbaric chamber in defiance of international safety standards in accordance with whatever would provide them the most income or profit. I mean, we knew that these charges were coming, but now here they are. Kind of talked about some other things. We also learned that during this arraignment, it was revealed that this hyperbaric chamber that the boy was in when it exploded had a life cycle indicator that appeared to have been dialed back, basically had been tampered with, showing a number that was lower than what was reported back in 2022. So they're saying the center and specific individuals who were charged are accused of tampering with these numbers. Another one, they say, conducted his own experiments on the unit, whatever that means.
I don't like hearing that.
Not at all. And a lot of them, their attorneys spoke up that they were surprised by these charges because these are big charges, carry a lot of time behind bars. So I'm sure they will be fighting. The owner was given a $2 million bond. The others, $250,000. And the one that was charged with involuntary manslaughter, a $100,000 bond. This is interesting as well. That Pontiac woman who just abandoned her children for years is facing more charges. Kelly Bryant is now charged with three counts of welfare fraud on top of the three counts of first degree child abuse that she was already facing. Okay, so listen to what's going on. So Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald announced the charges on Tuesday, alleging that Bryant pocketed more than $29,000 in government aid that was meant to help these kids. And it occurred during a three-year span when those kids were living alone in squalor. That money should have been going to them, and instead they were getting one meal a week, if that, to survive off of on their own. So she's facing more charges. She faces up to life in prison. The welfare fraud is not that much, but with the other charges, she's still currently in jail. $50,000 bond she's facing. Billy Joel has postponed his upcoming Ford Field show with Stevie Nicks due to this unspecified medical condition and recovery from a recent surgery. So he was set to play on March 29th. Now he will perform in November 15th. Of course, existing tickets will be honored for the new date. Detroit is just one of eight cities affected by this postponement.
Yeah. Well,
hope he's okay.
Yeah, hope he's okay. Hope he's able to recover and actually perform again for those that have bought tickets.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's one of the things he said in his statement was like, my health comes first. And it does. Sure, Everyone's health should come first. So hopefully he does recover. All lanes of southbound I-75 at M-15 in Oakland County were closed due to a deadly crash on Tuesday. This is right near my house.
Yeah.
I didn't obviously see the crash. It happened earlier in the day, but I saw it the aftermath on my way to pick Emily up from school. Everything
was backup.
Oh my gosh. Now, technically, I don't have to go that way, but I go north on 75. So I saw all of it.
Yeah.
But then getting home, all the roads were closed and it was chaotic. Oh. It took what should have been for me maybe 12 minutes to get home. It took about 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I knew something was bad. We kept seeing helicopters over our house. So I knew it was bad, but it was really bad. Police say that the driver of a charter bus in the right lane was unable to stop, crashed into a red Chevy Silverado that was driven by a 67-year-old man from Goodrich. That led to a chain reaction crash, pushing the Silverado into a Mercedes, which then pushed the Mercedes into another vehicle, obviously, so on and so on. The driver of that red Chevy died at the scene.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was very, very, very sad. But it was still closed. We were out and about and ran into some people, and it opened at 6:30. Like, it was closed all day. It was closed for quite a long time. This is some good news. Wendy's is making Girl Scout cookie season a little sweeter with a special freebie you can go and get. So they're giving away small Thin Mint Frosties to customers who make a purchase on their app today, which is National Girl Scout Day.
Oh, I wonder if Wendy was a Girl Scout.
I don't know if Wendy was, but she could have been. I know Wendy's is like a licensed partner with the Girl Scouts.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably why they're doing this. Now, if you don't go today and get the free one, the Frosty, the Thin Mint Frosty will still be available for a limited time while supplies last. Yeah,
really good.
Toothpaste. Oh, you've had it?
Oh, I drove out of the way to go get one the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, last week. Oh, I love Thin Mints and Frosties and the combo. It was just, I was the target audience. I drove out of the way to get this.
I do like Thin Mints. I like them frozen. Like, I'll keep the sleeve in the freezer. It's good. But I typically stay away from minty flavored things.
Yeah.
Like ice cream and Frosties. But I do think it would be great. It should come with a Thin Mint.
Oh, that would be nice.
Like a dipper.
Little, oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Heather with the news. John wants no part of this.
No, no. I like my toothpaste on a brush.
Coming up next, the Pistons conversations we get to have. Who do you want? Home court, preferential matchup, and before the hour ends, a life question inspired by reality TV. Yeah, all right, it's 97.1.
Hey, we're at that time of the year where one day it's a furnace, one day it's the AC, and you're never really sure which to put on. Maybe it's just open a window, but if your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did and call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, and they back their work with the 5-year warranty. So now through April 15th, you can buy a new furnace or AC and get half off of the installation. They also have generators in stock ready to install. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Near triple-double for Cade. Pistons beat the Wizards last night. Mark Champion on the call there. And John, we were looking at the standings, and they're effectively the 4th seed right now.
Yes, they are. They're tied, in essence, with Milwaukee, the Indiana Pacers, and then there's the Detroit Pistons. Now, they are technically in the 6th spot because they've played 2 more games than both Milwaukee and Indiana. So the win percentage
is just a tick lower.
Right, 0.002%.
But in terms of games back, wins and losses, you know, you're sitting in that tight little pod with Milwaukee and Indiana. 4th seed would be home court. 4th seed would mean games 1 and 2 are at Little Caesars Arena. Right. Game 5, if necessary. Game 7, if necessary, would be in our backyard. And there's 16 games to go, and the Pistons have a real shot for home court. Now, it would mean facing likely Milwaukee, who has really given Detroit fits, and it'd be a bunch of games against Milwaukee in a row because they end the regular season with some games against them. Or the Pacers, who won 3 of 4 and have given Detroit problems. John, maybe too early to ask, whatever. Would you want the 4 seed with home court if it meant a tougher matchup, or would you rather stay in the 6th seed and face a Knicks team who they've already beaten twice this season, knowing, hey, at least you got a better matchup?
So there's a struggle for me. And do I want an easier path? Do I want to take the easy road and say, well, yeah, UK, you match up better with the Knicks. You've had some wins against the Knicks, but it's on the road. Or do I want to just say, screw it, I'll take the tough matchup because that's what you're supposed to do. You want the best team because if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I want home games. I want as many home games as possible. So give me games at the LCA. I don't care if it's Milwaukee. I don't care if it's Indiana. Given the choice of a home game versus one of those teams, hosting a series, home court advantage, I'll take the Indiana Pacers. Simply because I think it would be the most entertaining, the most fun, the most gratifying to beat the Indiana Pacers because there's this developing rivalry between the two teams.
And I think it'd be the powder keg that really kicks things off.
Yeah.
Okay, this season, the Pistons are 1-5 against the Bucks and Pacers.
Yes.
That's in the regular season. We know the playoffs ramp up. I would rather face the Knicks. Here we go. Jim wants the easy way out. No, I want to win the series, guys. I want to see this team advance in the postseason. They have a better chance 2-1 against the Knicks. The Knicks, to me, are a fraudulent 3-seed. They have a losing record against teams with winning records.
Okay,
I would rather be the 6-seed and face the Knicks than be the 4-seed and host either the Pacers or the Bucks.
Would we also agree that this is a much different Pistons teams? And let's just use, I don't want to go back as far as the calendar turnover, right? The new year. Let's go back to January. That's the last time.
Well, that is the calendar turnover, right? January?
I'm talking January 29th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the end of January. Okay. Sorry, I'll be more specific for you, which I should be. The end of January, which is when they last played one of those two teams, unless I'm missing something, but they played at Indiana January 29th. Obviously lost that one. It was the third of a three-game losing streak. It was following a game against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time that they played Milwaukee...
You got to go back to...
Yeah, you got to go back to December, the beginning of December, which they lost. And it was, again, a three-game losing streak. That was the middle of the three-game losing streak. But this is a much different team now than it was then. And it's also a team that we have seen beat Boston. And we talked about how well they played in that matchup. So, yes, I know the history of this year says they're 1-5 against those teams. I also think this is a much different Pistons team playing with different confidence. So if you're telling me I get a chance to play at home the first two games of that series against either Milwaukee or Indiana, now I guess maybe I'm taking the easy way because I think Milwaukee of the three is the toughest matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I want Indiana just because I want the drama. I want the fight in that game. Not that I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of fights in the game, although basketball fights are really lame.
So you know what?
A few elbows flying, it'd be all right.
The schedule quirk they have at the end of the year, they can actually manipulate this if they want. They close with the Knicks at home, the Bucks at home, and at the Bucks. Last three games. They can totally...
If they're within a game or two of different scenarios, they could...
So what I don't want to see is, and I think I'm glad you pointed that out, two games against the Bucks to end the season. I don't want that to roll into a series against the Bucks,
where you'd play them potentially 9 straight times.
Yeah.
Well, look, there could be something advantageous about the race still being very tight and then the Bucks kind of being like, uh-oh, we got to do real good to play at home in the playoffs, and they succeed in doing that, and then the Pistons turn around and go on the road against the team that just beat them and might be overconfident. Like, I actually find appeal in the Pistons starting on the road. I think
stealing one and splitting and then coming home.
Yes, I think for a young team that has very little experience, that's just might be a better route. Now you get later in the series, you know,
you're gonna want game 5 at home or game 7
if you take it there, you know. Yeah. But
I really want home. That's my wish list.
We have one text that Tom has run in. You want to read that for people?
I like how you don't get accused of this. It's him.
Here comes the Costa curse. Talking playoffs only to have the team go in the tank and miss the playoffs. Okay, so we knew pre-show that this was going to be something that somebody from Westland was going to text in. Now,
Jamar?
Yeah. You didn't sign your text. We appreciate it if you would sign your text. But they would have to, in essence, absolutely fall apart to not make the playoffs, not make the postseason. So just to slip from the sixth seed into the playoff play-in tournament, you, in essence, right now, you have a 5.5-game lead over the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, six in the win column, yeah.
Right, you have taken care of a couple of times. And so I think I'm comfortable in saying they're going to be in one of three spots. The four, the five, or the six.
Yeah.
I don't think they're dropping down to the seven. Now, sure, yes, the world could fall apart. And Cade Cunningham, Malik Beasley.
Knock on wood.
Everybody else could, could just, you know, hey, miss the bus on the way to the game and not play. That is something that is always a possibility. However, I think this is a team that is playing with as much confidence that we've seen a Detroit Pistons team play with. They have, at some point you have to rely on the results.
Yeah, look, a 6-game cushion in the win column with only 16 games to go.
They're not the Wings in March.
No, and the Wizards are the next game, so I know you can't guarantee anything in pro sports, but they're as bad a team as I've seen in the league this year. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're falling down to 7-8. I'm not even going to entertain 9 or 10 and out missing even the play. And this team should likely be, like you said, 4, 5, or 6, which begs the question with 16 to go, how do you jockey for position and what do you want as a fan? Do you want that home court, which is in play, right? I mean,
yeah.
They win tonight, or tomorrow, excuse me, they win their next game. If Milwaukee and Indiana lose their next game, the Pistons are the 4 seed. They would get home court, but you'd have to play those teams that they've struggled with this year. I would just sit in the 6th spot. Ready to play, spoiler, steal one in the garden, and then now you got home court coming back for game 3 in a better matchup.
Yeah. I mean, there's just some games. We're not going to go through the whole schedule game. We didn't do this with the Wings, but when you look at the Wings schedule, it's tough, right? It's a lot of playoff teams. When you look at the Pistons schedule, you're looking to go, okay, Washington, they just beat them by 20. I think they'll beat them again. Oklahoma City. Tough matchup.
They'll lose that one.
Okay, measuring stick, though. And they play Cleveland at home at the end of March. Another measuring stick. Two of the best teams. So I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, okay, they win out. That's ridiculous. But they play at Miami. Miami's lost 4 in a row. Who knows what they're doing by that because it's 4 games down the road. Yeah. But they don't have Jimmy Butler. They are not the same team as they were before the trade deadline. Dallas. They're on the road at Dallas. Do they still have Luka? Do they have Kyrie?
No.
Do they even have Anthony Davis?
No, and they're going to play the Pelicans, San Antonio without Wembanyama. They're going to play Toronto. They're going to play Sacramento. Like, there's games in here that they're going to take care of.
Yeah. And so I'm confident in my belief. I don't think I don't believe in the jinx anyway. So I think they're going to be in one of 3 spots, 4, 5, or 6. And I want them to be in a position to host, to have home court advantage going into the postseason. Just think about what we're talking about. This is a 14-win team a year ago, and they could actually have home field, home court advantage in the first round of the NBA playoffs against Milwaukee or Indiana.
Love it.
Give it to me.
Love it. Coming up next, inspired by a reality TV show, a real question. What are you willing to compromise? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you as they did me, ask you a bunch of questions, and then they're going to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. Then they're going to stay on top of it because life happens and those financial plans need to be modified. They will do that as well. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs. It's where they live and work, because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
right, this conversation is inspired by a viral video. Could you be with someone who doesn't share the same values? Politics, all sticky situation. Religion, morals. Love is Blind is the TV show where this clip is from, and it's gone viral. Now, I have not watched this season. Heather, you have.
Oh, yes.
So you can help fill in all the blanks.
Okay.
But the two people involved in this are Sarah and Ben.
Yes.
They meet in pods.
Yes.
So, first of all, give me the premise of the show again, because it's not one that I watch.
Love is Blind. Is love blind? So they date people without actually seeing them.
They just have conversations behind a wall?
Yes. And then if they think the relationship is progressing far enough, they actually, the man actually proposes. And that's when they first then see each other for the first time. And then the experiment continues on where they then live together. They're placed in like an apartment complex together. And then they decide at the altar on their wedding day if they're going to get married or not.
I do or don't.
Yes.
Okay. So do they have, okay, without being, okay, this is a superficial show, so let's be superficial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they have plants where there are like legitimately ugly people?
No, everyone on the show, you might not be attracted to them, but I don't, no, everyone is attractive on the show.
Okay.
We need a control group is what you're saying,
yes,
John.
Yes, yes.
I think, yes, there's people on there that I wouldn't be attracted to, but they're not
ugly people.
Unattractive people.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So you end up meeting, you head towards the wedding, you get to the altar. She says no.
No.
Then she explained why. So they had some clear differences.
They had a lot of differences, and they knew about the differences, I think, in the pods, but they had a lot of things that they connected on as well.
Okay.
But clearly,
this was still
too many differences for her to move forward. Now, he was pretty, I didn't like them in general. Like
either of them.
Well, he never had good responses. Like, she did ask him, at first I liked her, because I was like, okay, great, ask him some questions that that you want to know his opinions about.
And he was kind of like, I don't know.
And the whole show is kind of like, I'll support you. I'm good with it, but he never had, like, deep convictions towards anything. And I think that was his downfall. Like, find something you believe in.
And stick to it.
And he just was kind of like, sure, I like... Yeah.
So maybe that was more of the issue. Not that his opinion was different. It's just that he didn't have an opinion.
Or he was
playing dumb and he had a different opinion but didn't want to.
Everything.
Yeah.
Not even on the social issues that she was concerned about. She'd ask him about an ex-girlfriend because it popped up on TikTok. And he was like, I don't remember. That was his excuse for a lot of things. I don't remember.
So he's kind of an empty head of
a
person.
What do you mean you don't remember?
Okay. Yeah.
Come on. But anyway, it really came down to her for these social issues they didn't connect on.
It sparked this debate on social media and online about, and I know specifically we're in a more politically charged time than ever before. Like, is this a good reason? I think there are some people who are married right now to someone who has a different political opinion than them, but I think that's less and less common today than it was 20 and 30 years ago.
I don't necessarily know that that's true. I think we get jaded in what we see from news media on both sides, from social media. We see the extremes and we see the reaction to the extremes. And we're kind of programmed to have a visceral reaction, whether it's politics, religion, sexual identity.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of those things, like there is a programming that we have gone through. I also think that you got to give people more credit because I think there's more people. I think Doug has used this analogy, and I use this analogy with Doug because we've talked about it before in Crosstalk. We are opposites, and we're still really good friends.
Yeah.
So I think the same can translate to a relationship that is a marriage or a significant other where you may be on different sides of the aisle. Maybe you have different views of religion, but you can respect what your partner, their views, and they can respect yours. They can be different and you could still have a relationship, but it comes down to how much you're willing to talk, how much you're willing to accept the differences of somebody else that you deeply care for.
So, like, I have friends who don't vote the same way I do or have the same religious beliefs that I do. And I don't think anything of it. Family, the same thing. We all don't think the same. I think that's normal and healthy, and you should have people in your circle that think differently than you. I wouldn't cast someone out of a friend group for that reason, or you know, ostracize family for that reason. But I think when it comes to a life partner, I do want to be on the same page with some of those core fundamental issues. I get why she did it. Whether you vote the same way as she does or the opposite, I get why that's a sticking point for her.
Oh, sure. If that's something that you deem as important, as you have to be able to, you have to agree with me, then, I mean, yeah, if you want to marry somebody that's just yes, 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 then sure.
I totally agree. I think that it would be important for me. Colin and I have a lot of things that we don't agree on. But the core values are typically the same. And I think that would be important for me in a relationship as well. But I do think two people that have different beliefs can be together. Mm-hmm. Relationships are about compromise, right? Like there's a lot that can be different. But ultimately, I think nowadays, that's something people are talking about.
Oh, I think it comes up on early dates.
Dating apps.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if this is how you voted, I don't even want to go on a date with you.
People
are putting that out there right away. Like, they're not even going on a date with somebody based on that.
What's the saying? Like, the things you don't bring up on, like, mixed company are, like, religion and
politics. And
religion. Yes.
And now I feel like on dating apps and screening processes in the first date, second date is ironing that stuff out. Who'd you vote for? Are we politically aligned? You have extreme, right. You know, sides of this. And if you are on the opposite, I could see someone saying, I don't want to see if this progresses any further. Where are you at, though? And by the way, we were having this conversation off air yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Evan Jenkins,
yeah,
he goes, I'll put it a lighter note. He's a Spartan. He goes, I wouldn't marry a Wolverine. He goes, I just couldn't imagine seeing all their stuff. And because that,
the great divide, right? There are a lot of split households in that aspect. I don't have as much disdain that I have for Buckeyes. I don't have that's not going to be a pooper get off the pot issue.
I think that if I know, let's say his wife, because he is happily married,
yes,
right? If he met her and she was a Michigan fan,
he'd overlook it.
Yes, there are things I think you're willing to compromise on or overlook because you love that person.
Sometimes that does become a matter of hotness.
Okay, fine.
As you so often remind us.
How hot is she?
248-539-9797.
How good is she?
All right, John. The conversation.
You're willing to put up with more.
The conversation was inspired by a trash reality TV show, Love is Blind, but it was a deeper, more meaningful conversation about, would you marry someone who votes the opposite way that you do in 2025? Would you be with someone whose church believed very different things than what you personally believe? And on a lighter note, from a fan standpoint, like, what is the deal breaker from the standpoint of someone who doesn't share the same values with you? 248-539-9797. We do have Tiger baseball to talk about in the 7 o'clock hour. Three Tigers on their last chance. Who do you believe in most? And some lessons the Lions can learn looking around the NFL. It's 97.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.